This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. After a boring beginning, dare I say that, a risque middle, I certainly dare say that, and an exciting finish, Super Bowl 38 is in the record books. The New England Patriots narrowly beat the Carolina Panthers 32-29. Joining us now to talk about it is Mike Pasca, who is a sports nut as well as national correspondent for Day to Day. Mike, I have to say that perhaps the highlight from this game occurred during halftime.
The highlight, Alex? I would hardly call what happened a highlight. I'm not even going to call it a low light. I think it was just an attention-grabbing event. What happened, if you haven't seen it or heard about it, was after singing a song, Justin Timberlake, the pop star, ripped a piece of Janet Jackson's clothing, thus exposing her breast. The song ends with the lyrics, "Gotta have you naked by the end of this song." He made good on that threat, and yet afterwards, Justin Timberlake apologized for what he called a wardrobe malfunction. I don't know what malfunctioned. He tore it.
All right. Well, never mind the halftime show. What about the game itself? This was pretty exciting during a lot of it, although pretty stodgy during the beginning.
I disagree, and this is where you'll find all this. Whenever there's a low-scoring game in any sport, you'll hear that the purists love it. And sometimes it's low scoring because players on offense aren't playing well. But I think to start off, the defenses were playing great. You saw guys in the backfield breaking up reverses. Defenses were having their way with the offenses. And then, with about 5 minutes left, after the longest we've ever gone in a Super Bowl without a score, but with 5 minutes left, the floodgates opened.
This is in the first half, yeah.
And in the first half.
Everybody starts scoring that.
Right, and it carried over into the second half, and this is why I think Jim Nantz, CBS announcer, said he thought this was the most exciting Super Bowl ever. You kind of get swept up in it and maybe forget Super Bowl III or Super Bowl XII, but this was as exciting as it gets, and it came down to the very last play.
Well, you have these two young quarterbacks, Tom Brady for the Patriots, Jake Delhomme for the Carolina Panthers, and it's like they're dueling, and they're both so young and so fresh and also so accomplished at driving their teams down the field with scarcely any time left.
That's Super Bowl and football greatness. It really does all come down to the quarterback. Tom Brady won the MVP award, and that's the obvious thing, to give the quarterback the MVP. Maybe I would have picked a guy like Mike Vrabel, who had, he's a defensive player, and he had two sacks and forced a fumble, had a great game on defense, but he also lined up on offense and scored a touchdown. So you might say, okay, maybe Mike Vrabel of the Patriots should be MVP, but really, Tom Brady was the MVP of this game, and Jake Delhomme was the MVP of his team, and great quarterbacks make great football, make a great Super Bowl.
Mike, you're in Missouri covering the political campaign. You've got the Patriots from Massachusetts, Senator John Kerry. You have the Panthers from North Carolina, Senator John Edwards. Is there any correlation here? I'm just making your life more difficult.
Yeah, I see a lot of politics into this game. I mean, coming into the game, everyone said this was going to be a great defensive struggle, and it wasn't, quite the opposite. Just like in the political season, everyone said, oh, Dean has this locked up, and he certainly didn't. And then I think you could also read a little bit into the Janet Jackson incident at halftime. Perhaps she's a big Dean supporter, and it was her attempt to get the Dean scream off the media's radar and to get her breast onto the media's radar.
Well, I think she succeeded in that. Day to Day's Mike Pasca. Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome.